Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
The most important thing is you showed up.
Oh, I was showing up.
Well, you said you would never do a show with me.
Well, you know.
And now here you are.
I'm a team player, number one. I'm a team player.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mock and Hot. What do you think of that?
Mock and Hot.
That's not bad.
Especially for Boston.
Mock and Hot.
That's good.
Mock and Hot.
Mock and Hot.
If I went to Steve Cohen, he would not know who you were.
That's fine.
Okay.
Would he know who you are?
Yes. I've known him for 15 years. More people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
From the first segment of Acrimony that was last week, it's amazing how far we've come.
And the station got plenty of run out of
that. Oh, and I knew it would.
Morning show, middays.
Well, you know what's amazing? Can I just say this, too?
And how quickly we became friends.
Thankful that we...
Not really.
Thankful that, like, at 7:02 on Monday morning on Mutt and Callahan, it was about Mark and Hart. Did you know that? The entire 7 o'clock morning segment.
And why shouldn't it be?
But, yes... I'm just thankful. Hey, I'm thankful. Hey, that you know, I don't, you know, I highly doubt a station across the street. We're talking about the Saturday shows, but we are lucky. I guess we, you know, we move the needle, as they say.
We move the needle.
Yes. By the way,
we're a pretty good show.
Yeah, we're not bad.
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
Carlos said we were a pretty good show.
He was listening since the days of Eddie Andelman and Dale. That's a long time ago.
Mock and Hot.
Pretty good show.
617-779-7937.
I need to fight somebody for you on Twitter.
Why?
They're calling you out for saying Porzingis isn't a free agent. I believe he's a restricted free agent.
He's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, but he's a free agent. You can offer him a contract. Now they can match it.
Yes. Restricted.
I was worried that you were wrong and I had hitched my wagon to your idiocy, but he's a restricted free agent. You go to NBA.com free agent tracker and go to the P's.
Yep.
There he is.
There, thank you. He's restricted.
Right.
And there's no doubt that Mark Cuban will probably try to match it. So I'm not...
I think that's like 100%.
Mr. Shark Tank, I'm sure he'll try to match. But why not take the chance that... You know, listen, they wouldn't have traded Dennis Smith Jr. and the picks and all that stuff if they didn't want to keep Porzingis a long time. I'm just saying... Just try to do it. He is restricted, and you know you probably won't get him. But the worst thing that happens is you don't get him. It doesn't cost you anything. The Celtics need a superstar. I believe in my mind and in following the NBA for nearly 4 years that he is a superstar. I love Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, and he thinks he's a superstar. But the rub against him is he's not as good as he thinks he is, that he's a diva.
But not like Kyrie, though.
I don't know.
No, my biggest knock on Porzingis is that the Latvian unicorns can't stay healthy.
Right.
But an
ACL is an ACL.
Yeah.
That's one of those injuries. Right. Now you come back from
it. Iguodala already said the other day that Klay Thompson will be back after the All-Star break.
So,
yeah.
But my bigger concern, are you replacing one bad egg with another? Because I believe Kendrick Perkins...
No, Porzingis is not a bad egg.
I don't know.
He's
I believe
not.
Kendrick... Oh. Let me... I got to find something. I'm pretty sure Kendrick Perkins shredded him.
If Kendrick Perkins shredded him, then what can I... I mean, how can he possibly come back from that?
Let me look.
I like Porzingis. No, but my thing is this. If you can't get Porzingis, you got to make a deal. I said, let's make a deal for Bradley effing Beal. Let's do it. I don't want to give up Tatum, but if you got to give up a draft pick, I'd rather not give up that Memphis pick next year. But if you got to give up a pick, like you know, a future pick and Jaylen Brown and I don't know, and I don't want to give up Marcus Smart either. But I'd like to get Bradley Beal here.
You're gonna be one of those callers now. I want to trade for somebody without giving something up.
Well, no. I'm giving Jaylen Brown you're giving up a pretty, you know, that's not so a.
Are you a Brown or a Tatum guy? Seems like everybody has to.
Tatum,
you're a Tatum guy
all the way.
I think I'm more of a Brown guy.
No,
I'm not sold on Tatum.
Really?
This whole he's untradeable that we've gone through for months and months and months. He's the next big thing, and he's Kobe, and he's killer, and you know all these things. I don't know if I buy into it. He's a good player. He has some talents. But he just seems like he just wants to shoot. He just wants to shoot like a little fadeaway.
When they said last year that he was spending his summer with Kobe, I said, uh-oh, because you know what this amounts. But the weird thing about it, when Kobe Bryant was doing a detail, this thing called Kobe detail of Kyrie Irving, he called out Jason Tatum. He goes, oh, Jason Tatum's out of place here. He's not in the right spot. So, you know, like Jason Tatum has a lot of work to do, but I'm going to tell you, in their second year in the NBA, you know how many points Kawhi Leonard averaged? 12. James Harden? 12. So Jason Tatum averaged 16, and his star...
He's a top five player in the making.
He could be. He could be.
You backed off so
fast. No, he could be. He's not a top five.
That was like when you say you'd never work with me. You backed off immediately.
No. I didn't back off of that.
You're here 2 weeks in a row, so you clearly backed off.
I need the money.
Well, that's the point.
I mean, come on. But, you know, hey, talks, you know, and I'm a team player. At the end of the day, I'm a team player. I'll be working coming up. They got me working some shows that they got me working some Dale and Keefe shows coming up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's on baby watch for Keefe, right?
Oh, that's right.
The missus is due.
Oh, okay. Yeah, congrats anytime. To them. Congrats to them.
Can you work with Dale?
I've worked with Dale. I don't have an issue with
Dale. Okay, let me rephrase it. Can Dale work with you?
Yes. It's just that Dale doesn't like to be challenged. That's it.
You are a challenge to work with.
That is the biggest understatement that you will ever come out of your mouth.
A challenge.
I'm more than a challenge. Hey, Evan Drellick said this about me before he and I ever worked together.
The guy who had my job first.
No, but he said this about me before. He goes, about me, he goes, he's a lot. I'm a lot.
You are.
Yeah.
Yes, I got no problem with it.
Yes.
Because to me,
it's
very simple. Do you make the show go by? Can I either call you an idiot or laugh at something stupid you said?
And I call you, yes.
And then quickly, the 3-4 hours are gone. I get in my car and I'm going home to have a beer.
And then on Monday morning at 7:02, Mutt and Callahan will be talking about it. That's it.
Perfect.
That's it. 617-779-7937.
And by the way, Perkins did call him a diva to the max. I could name 20 players I'd take over Porzingis now in this league.
That's fair.
They made the right decision. They got him out of there with his off-court issues.
With the Knicks. Well, that's the thing, too. There's the thing about someone. All right, so let's get to this. And we'll take your phone calls. Everybody hang in there. 617-779-7937. I do like Chris Sims. Let me just say this.
Why?
I think he's really good on the air.
Do you know? Okay, so you like him on the air.
I like him on the air.
He creates discussion.
He does.
And I don't know how often he does that with honest opinions or how often he does that with things that he intends to create discussion.
Right. So he has his top 40 QB countdown, and he has Tom Brady. The last one I checked is that he has Tom Brady ranked 9th. It went up to Matt Ryan at 7.
Yep.
And obviously the ones who weren't named that were MVP Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck, Deshaun Watson, and Ben Roethlisberger. So all that being said, if you want to do this based on last season, to me, there are only two quarterbacks that you could legitimately rank over Tom Brady, and one of them he ranked beneath him. One of them is Patrick Mahomes. He won the MVP.
Correct.
So let's just...
And was phenomenal. Didn't just win the MVP.
Right.
Was phenomenal. 50 touchdowns as a first-year starter.
Like,
the plays, the whole thing.
He was basically, even though it was his second year, he was basically a rookie at a start.
Correct.
A
and he was a stud.
And I think you can name Drew Brees over Tom Brady.
Well, Brees had a down year. Brees and Brady are sort of... Last year, Brady had a statistically down year.
Right.
I mean, but I don't know where it finished.
Like 5,000. Didn't he throw for over 4,000 yards? Brees did?
I'm sure he threw for 4,000 yards, but everybody does. But like Brady, there was a point where it was like November and his passer rating was like 16th in the league, 17th in the league.
Right.
Wasn't a great year.
No.
Now,
coming
there are reasons.
MVP the year before.
This is where I get into a problem with Sims, because he tries to argue that the reason Brady is good is everything that's around him and the system. And you put this player with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels and they'd be great too. I think part of the reason Tom Brady had a statistically down year last year was Julian Edelman was suspended for a month. Rob Gronkowski was a shell of himself.
His number one target ended up just leaving with a month left to go.
His number one target arrived in late September and left in
late November.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, there was a lot going on around Tom Brady last year as reasons for the offense and his numbers and the passing game not being as good. But I just feel like this was done intentionally. I'm sorry. If you put Ben Roethlisberger ahead of Tom Brady, why? What does Roethlisberger do that's better than Brady?
Nothing.
You can argue Mahomes, and you can give me different, but Ben Roethlisberger is a better quarterback, right? And, Ben Roethlisberger makes plays that leave everybody scratching their head
right.
as, what did you just do?
Yeah, yeah, and he sells out his receiver yes. like Antonio Brown.
And by the way, he had Antonio Brown. So if you're going to say Brady benefits from Gronk
or Juju Smith-Schuster.
He's got talent around
right.
him.
Like, he did.
I don't know how you can put Roethlisberger ahead of Tom
Brady. That is stupid. That's where he lost credibility. And here's another one. And I love both of these guys. Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck. They are not better than Tom effing Brady.
Right.
They're not. It's not today. Maybe in a few years they will be. Right now, there's no way. Deshaun Watson had a bad year last year. He had a good year the year before, but like I felt as though he regressed last year. I don't like, you know, he's going to be really good, if not great. I love Deshaun Watson. I like Andrew Luck a lot. They are not better than Tom Brady. That's the problem. And Matt Ryan, you didn't even get to, oh no, how about this one? Cam Newton. So here's the thing on Cam Newton. Cam Newton last year, I've got this statistic that's going to blow your freaking mind. Cam Newton last year, before he was out the last two games in weeks 10 through 16, weeks 10 through 16, he threw for like 15 yards or more. He and Jared Goff, from that stretch of the season, threw for 0 touchdowns and 5 picks when they threw the ball 15 yards or further. Listen, I don't care. This year, next year, Tom Brady could retire after this season, and there's no way Cam Newton will ever be better than Tom Brady, even when Brady's retired. Never.
That's anger, and I agree with you.
Like, God,
I don't need Brady to be
Jesus.
Number one just because he won the Super Bowl,
no.
or because
no.
he's the GOAT, or because he was the MVP just a year ago. But to put him at 9 and say you legitimately can find 8 quarterbacks that you, and then as he backtracks and starts getting into fights with Kurt Warner and trying to claim on these airwaves that, you know, he's gotten all these coaches and people contacting him, telling him they're right. Like, what are we supposed to believe here?
Right.
That everybody
right.
hates Tom Brady. He's overrated. He's not that good. The numbers are what they were last year. The Super Bowl was what it was. Did he play great in the Super Bowl? No, he didn't. Did he put up huge numbers like he did a year earlier in a loss to the Eagles? Hell no, he did not. But would you rather have Cam Newton? Would you rather have Ben Roethlisberger?
No.
No.
Matt Ryan?
You know who would take Tom Brady over Deshaun Watson? Billy O'Brien, the head coach
yes.
of Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
What are you doing? You're
exactly.
overthinking it. Sometimes you try to be too edgy, too critical. I don't know what it is. You overthink it. And this is one where Chris Sims overthought it or flat out was trying to get attention, was trying to get this. And maybe if that was the case, then he gets his bonus from NBC Sports because everybody's talking about it.
Right. That's it. So here it is. Passing 15 or more yards downfield, Cam Newton last season. Weeks 1 through 9, he completed 48% of his passes, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks. Weeks 10 through 15, which is when your team's supposed to make a playoff run. Completion percentage, 38%, 15 yards or more downfield, 0 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. His total QBR, 9. Tied for most in the NFL in that span with Jared Goff. So there you go.
Oh, Jesus, we got a one for him, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said it was the GOAT versus the Goof in the Super Bowl.
Is the Goof on the list? I didn't even notice that.
No, the Goof is the
Where
Goof
was
is
he?
19.
19.
19. Above Mitch Trubisky.
Jared Goof.
See? Yeah. I had that one. Oh, that was in the can.
Yeah,
a long
I'm
time.
Not sure that's a keeper.
No, that is a keeper. Look, he looked like a Goof in the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't look great. that sack he took
yeah.
from Kyle Van Noy where he just fell to his knees when Van Noy barely rushed past him
right.
as one of the more embarrassing big game visuals
oh.
that you will ever see.
Oh,
it's like Cam not diving on the fumble.
Right.
It's like just visually giving up
right.
before my eyes.
Yeah.
100 million people watching and I'm just going to fall to my knees. This game's over.
Right, right. Well, and it wasn't over because it was only down
no.
by 5.
No, it was
You're
over.
Down by 5. You know, now, like even ranking Cam Newton above Carson Wentz, at least that's arguable. At least you could say, well, that's
right.
stupid, but it's arguable.
Cam Newton is on when he won the MVP, when he's running up the middle like a fullback at times. He's a unique talent. He changes a team. Now, I will question your number on Newton just real quick. He did have a shoulder injury.
Yeah, at the end of the year.
But where did the shoulder injury start to affect him?
Probably.
With your statistics, I would wonder, could he no longer throw 15 yards downfield?
Yeah,
but his offense, I can tell you what his offense was. The good part, Christian McCaffrey. Just dump it off to him and let him go.
Funchess.
Right.
Yeah, they did. You know,
but I do wonder where
hurt,
his shoulder.
But again, you know, like last.
But don't overthink it. You don't need to like really delve into the stats of throws of 15 yards or more. Who would you take, Tom Brady?
And by the way,
who
can I just also say this too, and not to make the point more on Brady. Give me the weapons that Patrick Mahomes had and juxtapose that to Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And
Kareem
Hunt,
Tyreek Hill.
Some of the creativity that they had early in the year.
I mean, Kelsey. Jesus.
Right.
And like, give me a break. Those weapons, you give Tom Brady those? Well, it's not even close. It's not even remotely close. And listen, and all I'm saying is this, if you're going to rank Brady at the lowest, he could be 3 or 4. You can make an argument putting Russell Wilson over him in the regular season.
You can make an argument.
You can make an argument. I don't have a problem. You want to rank Brady 3 or 4, fine. It's your list. You rank him 9, you kill your credibility.
Right. Anywhere in the top 5, I think we probably could have had an honest discussion, you know, pros, cons.
Sure.
But I agree with you. When you put him 9, it's like I'm not
you
even
just kill your
taking
cred.
Your list seriously.
You at that point.
And I'm not taking you seriously. And he clearly gets defensive. He's edgy.
Because
this isn't the first time where he's said something, come out with something. I saw there's a thing making the rounds on Twitter. He said Brady wasn't top 5 in 2014, I think it was. And, you know,
he had an unbelievable
I don't know what
year.
Happened. I don't know if you are aware of this. Chris Sims worked for the Patriots for a season.
He was in the
front office.
That. Yep.
I don't know what happened, because I will give you a little behind the scenes. You in the position I have, you know, sort
so
of
you,
upstairs.
Did you work with
them? No. Oh. But when you're upstairs in marketing and PR, football doesn't come up there very often. They stay on their level.
Right.
Chris Sims would eat lunch in the lunchroom. Like, he'd just be sitting there unpacking a sandwich, eating lunch, which basically unprecedented for any other assistant in the scouting department, coaching, anything. They stay with themselves in the football area.
So they wouldn't.
I'm not sure he fit in for even the year he was there.
They wouldn't fraternize with the Unsullied?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So I don't know how that experience went for him. And we obviously know Phil Sims, his father, great relationship with Bill Belichick. When Phil Sims was still broadcasting, the production meetings would go forever because Bill and Sims would just start shooting the breeze. And
hey, remember when LT did this?
Right. And all that.
Remember when Carl Banks did that?
But Chris Sims is got a bee in his bonnet somehow for the Patriots, and whatever he was around the team for a year, he did not learn to appreciate Tom Brady, because he's not a Brady guy. If anything, he falls on the other side.
Yeah.
And then you end up with people like Kurt Warner, who, if you believe Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner got screwed out of a Super Bowl because of Brady and the Patriots and everything went on there.
Please.
And Kurt Warner has to come to Tom Brady's defense.
Isn't that amazing?
On the stupid list.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Because he can be honest and say, you're an idiot if he's not in the top 5. He can just be honest.
Yeah.
Whether he was a Ram or a Cardinal or whatever, he can look at it and say, this is a stupid list.
Right. Well, you know, Kurt Warner said something one time where his son was doing a research paper, doing something about who his son's idol was. And his son's idol is Tom Brady. And
not a bad argument.
And then Kurt's like, you know what? Hey, I don't blame, you know, that's a good guy. Kurt's so, like, that guy, Kurt Warner is so gracious. He's, you know, he's not a guy. He doesn't hold any, and we all know that story that came out with Spygate was completely erroneous. The Patriots did not spy on the Rams walkthrough.
Correct.
That was fraudulent. That was fictitious. We don't need to go down that path again.
We do not.
But
you feel like you are.
But no, but like it was. So for Kurt to come out and said, hey, they just beat us. They beat us. They hit us in the mouth. You know, like, I mean, Antoine Smith, J.R. Redmond, Patton, Troy Brown. I'm like, these guys were just unbelievable. They just beat us. They were a 2-touchdown underdog, and they came in there. They hit you in the mouth, and the greatest show on turf did not know how to respond. So how do you respond to Chris Sims ranking Tom Brady as the 9th best quarterback in the NFL? Big Poppy, we'll get to that. The Celtics, the retooling, what should they do? And it's amazing, and I want everybody out there, I'm going to take your Celtics calls. I see you out there, Mike, Rich, Pete, Peter in Jamaica Plains, Scott, 617-779-7937. I'll go to this quote, because Wick's quote this week about retooling, loading, no. Wick, to me, this is the quote that really summed up where the Celtics' mindset is right now. Quote, by Wick Rospeck, the guy who signs the front of the checks, the owner of the Boston Celtics. Quote, I don't have any interest in being mediocre for the next 10 or 15 years. I'd rather go for it. Hit the driver off the fairway. I occasionally do that. Absolutely, that Kyrie trade felt like the right thing to do and was the right thing to do. I completely share Danny's outlook and support it of looking at options that are aggressive and could lead to a championship. That's the mindset. Let me repeat that. I completely share Danny's outlook and support it of looking at options that are aggressive and could lead to a championship. That's the mindset, end quote. That tells me that the Celtics right now, they're not going to just sit back and when free agency starts next Sunday night at 6 o'clock and say, oh, well, you know, we've got some pretty good players. I think they're going to try to make, they're going to make some rounds on going after some guys.
But can they get anybody in this hellhole that is Boston? Like, who would want to live here?
Oh,
Kyrie spewing hate for the city, the fans,
how
the
could
coach,
you,
the GM.
How could you love to live? How could you?
Maybe
even,
it's you. Maybe he heard you on a Saturday.
No, no, John Anderson. John Anderson, we have the back and forth between me and Kyrie. We got that, John? About me and Kyrie going at it when I said, what's your confidence level in this Celtics team? And he's like, what kind of question is that? He didn't like that. He didn't like the fact that another reporter asked him, have you ever gone through a shooting stretch this in the playoffs? Well, what do you mean? Like, you're 19 of 62 in the last three in two games. He's like, who cares? Who cares?
Pretty much everybody in the city.
He was such a miserable bag that it's like, you know why the Celtics are going to be better? Addition by subtraction. They're going to be better because of that. That's plain and simple.
You admit, though, that seems to be a naive take in the NBA, where talent wins.
Did talent win for the Celtics this year?
No.
Okay.
And that is okay. A good example.
What's your confidence level in this team going forward?
Huh?
What's your confidence level in the team going forward?
What do you mean?
Just in terms of, like, you know. You
got what kind of question is that?
A legitimate question. I mean, I just, you know.
Nah.
How do you feel about this team?
Okay, next question.
Ooh, you got a next question.
I got a next question.
It's a legitimate question.
I thought so.
And I mean, it's not groundbreaking, by the way. Anytime a team struggles in any sport, in any area, okay, the pass defense stinks. You go to Devin McCourty and say, you know, what's the confidence level with you guys?
Do you think after the back-to-back losses against the Dolphins in Pittsburgh, it was easy to ask, you know,
correct.
Right. It's just a legitimate question.
And I think most true professional athletes expect it. They have an answer ready and don't turn it into a thing.
Right. But by the way, look at Mike Tyson with that gray beard.
Oh, yeah.
Man, is he... Woo.
Still wouldn't touch him.
No,
thanks.
No, thank you. He is crazy. He is crazy as days long. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls. Hang in there, 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
So when you see guys like Kurt Warner doing the very same list and having Tom Brady number one and almost mocking you for your just inability to see it for what it is, like, how do you feel about that?
Part-time analyst Kurt Warner, the troll. Oh, no. Like, I don't care what Kurt Warner says.
But don't you think...
I'm way deeper in the weeds on all these subjects than Kurt Warner.
Oh, so you're saying... Hold on, Chris. So you're saying Kurt Warner is just surfacing this, right? He's not diving deep. He's not looking at the all 22. He's just kind of going for the names. That's all he's doing.
I do. I don't think he's. Yeah, I think he's taking the easy way out. I'm saying it right there. Yes, I am.
See, I do.
I respect his opinion. I understand he knows a lot, but I mean, what? You know, I've seen him on the NFL channel like once in the last 50 days. You know, I'm there every day, grinding, telling you everything about football, studying it. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but yeah, I disagree with Kurt Warner's rankings, so I don't care. I mean, great.
And you hate Kurt Warner.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I'm not in love with Kurt Warner. I'm not going to lie there.
All right, that's Chris Sims on with OMF defending his rankings. So he's doubling down on it. And when you mention Kurt Warner, he's like, part-time analyst. Who cares? He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, he was ready to pounce there.
Yeah.
And Christian actually got in the way a little bit. Sims just wanted to rant about how lame Kurt Warner is. Like, he was and his argument's terrible. He says something about, you know, he hasn't seen him on the air in 50 days. Well, Charlie Casserly's on the NFL Network all the time.
Right.
Does that mean he's the better analyst?
Right.
He's always wrong.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Like Jason La Confirma, as they call him. I didn't come up with that either, by the way. That's actually...
No, it's good, so I know.
Because I didn't come up with that. He confirms stories that he doesn't ever break them.
Correct.
And when he does try to break them, they're wrong.
Right.
Right.
But, and then Kurt Warner fired back. I got the tweet ready. So we did a good job. EEI tweeted out a link to the audio of Chris Sims and, you know, added Kurt Warner in it.
Uh-huh.
So Kurt Warner replies, wow, Okay, now I don't know F-ball, football. Don't watch it or work at it. All because I haven't been on the network in the last 50 days. Guess we're done here. I'll leave it to the experts until football season. So yeah. He's mocking Chris Sims as he should.
Yeah.
I don't know who Chris Sims thinks he is. Like, you work hard. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, you work hard, you're watching tape, you're really trying to do a good job, but you may have screwed up.
He's
a little too defensive on the topic.
You shed some light, which, and I'd heard he had worked here in New England. I didn't know.
He puts it in his Twitter bio. I checked.
Yeah.
It says like 1 year
with the Patriots.
Patriot or something.
But obviously something happened in that year where
1 year as Patriots assistant he has right in the top of his Twitter
bio. Okay, so he holds some sort of ill will and resentment towards the Patriots or Tom Brady.
Did Brady not say hi or something?
Yeah, probably.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I actually doubt that, because for all his faults, or if you think he's above people, whatever.
He says hi.
He says hi to everyone.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He does.
He does, right.
He just does.
He's just the nicest guy in the world.
And if he didn't say hi to you, Chris Sims, then you're the outlier, and there was a reason for it.
Right, yeah. Could have been going through something, maybe. Who knows? 617-779-7937.
Chris Sims is too defensive on this. I think he knows he screwed up,
or
he doesn't like the heat. Maybe he wanted the heat. Maybe he wanted the attention, because he's not even really getting support. If you read some of the blog entries on Pro Football Talk from Florio, like, he's not even really defending Sims.
No.
He's like, yeah,
no.
He works hard. He's a good guy, but he's kind of on his own on this one.
Yeah. I'm not. The thoughts and the views, those expressed by Chris Sims, are not necessarily those of Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk.
But he's eating it up, because you know what he does? He goes over to the whatever program they use to track the traffic on the site, and he's like, nice job, Chris.
That's it.
Want to get dinner tonight? It's on me, bud.
Yep. Peter Luger's on me in Brooklyn. 617-779-7937. I want to get to also coming up what the 10th wonder of the world, which is going to be unveiled tomorrow here in Boston, the Encore Boston Harbor Hotel.
I thought it was already open. I thought Callahan was having dinner
there. No, that was a pre-opening.
Soft open?
Soft. That was the VIP open.
Oh, I didn't get the call.
No. Him.
I thought you were a swinger.
Him, Lou. Not that kind of swinger.
I like Ferris.
Who was it? Mutt was there the other night.
So then you didn't have to be a swinger to be there, apparently.
Right, yeah.
Mutt certainly doesn't qualify as a swinger.
No, or VIP. 617-779-7937. Mike and Holden, you're up next. What's up? Thanks for holding, Mike.
No problem, fellas. How you doing tonight?
Good.
So, hey, listen, I think Kyrie is going to go down as the most reviled character in Boston sports history.
I think so. By the way, you are not being hyperbolic. I think you might be right. You might be on to something.
For what he did, how he sabotaged the season internally with that team, if I'm Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown, when I play him next year on the court, I want to fight that guy. That's how bad it is.
Me too.
I hope that guy tears his knee up. I think what he did is absolutely
excusable. I don't know about that.
Hey. Guys, what he did this year was calculated. He absolutely sabotaged the season.
I don't think it was calculated. You're giving him too much credit. I think you're giving him way too much credit.
I think everything Kyrie does is calculated, guys. Right?
I disagree.
I think he's at a loss at all times.
I think it's at a loss at all times. He doesn't know what he wants. He doesn't know how to achieve what he wants. I think he is the opposite of calculated. I think he scrambles every 5 minutes at the changing of his mind and what's going on around him. I don't think he's smart enough to be as calculated as you're giving him credit for.
And he's one of those people too, Mike, that I'm not calling him stupid, but he thinks he's much smarter than he really is.
Correct.
He just thinks and he's always trying to prove, like, Mike, when the head coach walks into, and you know, in the morning, you're getting ready, you know, hey, do you want to talk about how that pick and roll didn't work against Houston the other night? No. The first thing he says to Brad Stevens is, quote, "What does government mean to you? Dude, look in the mirror. You're a complete tool and you're a total D-bag." That's the first thing you say to your head coach in the morning.
Completely agree. And then imagine a bunch of 22 and 23 year olds, 21 year olds trying to put up with them all year, right?
Oh,
I mean,
especially Jaylen
so
Brown.
It had to be so painful, you guys. It had to be so freaking painful for those guys.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown is legitimately intelligent. He's involved with the PA and all that. And he
Jaylen,
has to deal with him as his leader.
They asked Jaylen Brown to speak at Harvard this year for something. He went and spoke there at Harvard, and it was like, Jaylen Brown, if he quit basketball today, he could be a Fortune 500 CEO tomorrow. I mean, he's that smart of a guy. He doesn't have the game to be a leader, but he has the qualities and he gets it. Kyrie is just, I think in terms of reviled athletes, Mike,
Right now, he's at the top of the list in Boston sports history. And you can go back and, I mean, I don't know, go throughout the and look at anybody. I mean, Albert Hainsworth, who wasn't really reviled, but it was just a bad
move. I was going to say, who's 2 and 3 on the list? Like, who are the other guys in the running?
Well, I think you have, like, everybody hated Jeter, but you had a begrudging respect for Derek Jeter.
Oh,
he was an opponent, right?
No, right.
What this guy did to your team last year, how he personally sabotaged the season, that's just unforgivable. Nobody will ever forget and forgive Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, he was a virus. He was a cancer. That's it.
Oh, boy.
You know, I mean, he at the end of the day, that's what he was. Rich in North Providence is up next. Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Some weeks back, we talked about, you know, the head coach and getting, you know, that he should go. And you brought up Popovich. You also brought up, like, you threw out Billy Donovan, and I agreed with you. But then you've gone back on him. Do you remember that?
Gone back on who? Billy Donovan?
Yeah.
I haven't gone back on Billy Donovan. I think he's a good NBA coach. I think he's as good, if not better, than Brad Stevens. I probably would take him over Stevens, to be honest with you.
Okay, we talked about it
Say what you want about Billy Donovan. The only knock on Billy Donovan, you had Golden State down in that series. I want to say they were down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals in 2016, and you blew it, and you had two MVPs in Durant and Westbrook, and you blew it. That's the only knock on Donovan, but at least, you know, I mean, yeah, he's gotten as far as Brad Stevens. He hasn't been an NBA coach as long as Brad Stevens, but I would take Billy Donovan. I would love Billy Donovan to be the coach of the Celtics, Rich.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you had changed your mind on him.
No, not at all.
Okay. Now, I think that they should maybe try, I was wondering what you guys think, because they have Tatum, they have Brown, they have this guy, Grant Williams, they just brought in, drafted him. What do you think of perhaps putting Gordon Hayward as a guard?
As a shooting guard, yes.
Yes.
Somebody wanted him as the point guard last week. They were yelling at you, right?
Yeah, not as a point guard.
Who's your point guard, Gordon?
Yeah.
Who's your point guard?
Not a point guard, Rich. He's an off the ball guard.
As a shooting guard.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. Put Jason Tatum at the three. Sure. I mean, that's fine. But then it becomes Tatum and Brown. What do you do with them? I mean, you know, it's like they play similar positions. But I have no problem with Gordon Hayward being a two. No problem. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. I think that I do. I you know, without Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, the year before this past one, I mean we almost got to the finals. So I, you know, people are thinking like, oh, you know, the Celtics are done with. I'm just saying to everyone out there, have trust in Danny Ainge. I mean, granted, people say, well, we only got one NBA title. We came very close to getting two under him.
We did. Yeah, it's true. No, that almost happened. Didn't happen. You know, Game 7, Staples Center. The refs were all in for the Lakers. I mean, I'm not just saying this. Go back. The Lakers shot like 17 more free throw attempts in the fourth quarter of Game 7.
Settle down, Tommy. You lost.
Yeah, at the end of the day. You lost. And you know who beat you to win it? Ron Artest.
Yep.
Ron Artest. Did you have you seen this Quiet Storm documentary on Ron Artest?
No.
Oh, all right. So
you get so excited over certain things.
I do. No, because this is the funniest thing.
You just wiggled in your chair.
Remember the Malice at the Palace, which was the worst moment in NBA history 15 years ago in Detroit. Pacers, you know, Ron Artest was the whole thing. So this is the funniest thing ever. In the Ron Artest documentary called The Quiet Storm on Showtime, Steven Jackson, his teammate at the time with the Pacers, said that Ron Artest comes in the locker room and they're sitting there and it's dead silence for about 10-15 minutes. Finally, Ron Artest speaks up and it looks to Jack and says, "You think we're going to get in trouble for this?"
I think you might. Some would argue it changed sports forever.
Yeah, dude, you got suspended for the rest of the season. You got suspended. Yeah, he's like, "Do you think we're going to..." You went up and Steven Jackson said, "Ron, we just committed the biggest cardinal sin, which no professional we went into the stands and fought fans."
Wouldn't it be great though to have that the way Ron Artest felt? Like, I think we're going to get in trouble. Whereas, like, you or I do something little, and you immediately know, oh, I might.
Yeah.
What did you say earlier that they draw? Oh, the P word.
Yeah.
That we don't, like, so you're like, oh, geez, am I going to hear about that? Ron Artest can get into a brawl in the crowd and think, are we going to get in trouble? Like, he doesn't have that little filter that most people have.
But what's weird is that you can't say that, but you can actually say prick Lee.
Well, you could also say, how did the nurse take blood from the end of your finger? What did she do?
Right. Yes. Right? This is true.
But
this
you're describing a different thing when you say it your way.
Right. So if you see miserable D-bag gets the same point across. It doesn't matter.
I mean,
Kyrie was just as bad. All right. 617-779-7937. We are Celtic strong, man. People are like all they want to die. You want to talk about they Big should. Poppy? Fine. We are Celtic strong people now because here's
Eastern Conference Finals. That's where they'll be. I am staying positive. I'm not negative.
You talk about Tommy.
Eastern.
Tommy Hart.
Why not?
You Tommy Hart.
Who's better than them in the East? Are they great?
Toronto,
no. Are they going to win a
Milwaukee?
Toronto without Kawhi is better than them.
Yeah.
Question?
I still think they are.
I'm taking bounce back year from Hayward, elevation years from Brown and Tatum.
How about
Eastern Conference Finals?
How about Indiana with a healthy Oladipo?
A solid argument. Solid argument, my friend.
All right. We don't know what's going to happen in Philly. Philly's got some free.
I have no faith in Philly. Screw Philly.
I know they had all these players and they couldn't even get by. They almost had Toronto beat.
They did.
They almost had them
by the bounce of the ball.
Wow. That's crazy. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls right here on WEI Live from the WEI 4 Clubhouse Studio at Fenway Park.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to James and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Tried to calm down. I tried to settle down. And that was really the start of where I went and what happened to me.
Oh,
that
moment was? So no, Mark James was the trigger?
Moment,
wow.
But that particular time. Not that particular
it's
moment.
It's Mark no, James' no. fault that you had
that's
this.
Fine. Actually, that sounds better.
Just tweeted
that does
it.
Sound yeah. better. Breaking news. Mark James almost sent me into an insane asylum. How's that?
Oh, gee,
I could see it.
Yeah. You're getting there, right? I'm getting you a little. No,
not really.
No, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't care enough for you to get
up. All right, Dickerson's back. He was back on Button Callahan. Good to hear him back. And I can tell you this:
I'm leaving, and he's taking over.
No. Oh. He didn't lose. He hasn't missed any meals.
Oh, why are you gonna take a shot?
No, everybody was. Here's the good part. He looks healthy. He looks healthy.
Maybe he's angling for an awakened 180. Appearance.
Well, he was already with it. He already endorsed them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He already endorsed them.
Oh,
yeah,
good for him.
And it worked. And then he got off of it.
Yeah, fell off the wagon.
Yeah, off the waking 180. But I thought that was a real radio, and he was talking about
a giant ass.
He was talking about his experience, and I, you know, was like, wow. I mean, he really. You talk about pulling back the curtain, man.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, the things that he went through. So it's good to see him back on the air. Hope to hear more of him.
Maybe he'll join us. How about a three-man?
I don't do threesomes.
Oh, not what I heard. I read it on text messages.
617-779-7937. Oh, boy. Jim. No. Jim in Wilmington. What's up, Jim? I'll get there. Jim. What's up, Jim? There you go.
Well, I think that next year the Celts will be better, minus Kyrie.
Me too, Jim.
Because Hayward, Brown, and Tatum all were hesitant most of this year. It was almost like they were afraid, you know, to get the Kyrie stare or whatever because they missed the shot or they took
Jim,
the shot.
Jim, never more evident than the Florida trip back in December when on the inbounds, Gordon Hayward didn't pass it to Kyrie and Kyrie...
Exactly.
Yep. Undressed him like he was a summer intern. When I undressed, I mean, admonished him and Hugh, like, what the F are you doing? Like, in front of it. And then Brad Stevens, like, okay, let's go back to the locker room. And it was like, wow, that's where I think that changed a lot right there. That's when you knew that, yeah, it was a problem. Oh, by the way, the game before, Marcus Morris and Jaylen Brown were fighting on the bench.
Right.
Yeah. So there was that too.
Yep. But he went with the second option, Hayward, with the pass. and Kyrie didn't like it. I'm a little nervous without Big Al. You know, people can say he's a part-timer or whatever, but he was always at least consistent. You knew you were going to get 8 to 10 rebounds from him, 15 points usually. And he was like just a presence on the court for the team. So I'm a little hesitant with that. But minus Kyrie, they're going to be so much better.
I think so. I think the ball will move. I think
this is like a Disney movie, if it works out this way. Like, oh, the bad egg is gone, and now everybody's free, and they feel better, and the sum is greater than its parts and
right.
all that. Is that reality?
It could,
it sounds great to talk about it here on June, whatever it is.
Yeah, right. June 22nd.
All of a sudden, have to go to L.A. and play LeBron and Anthony Davis and whoever else they put together.
Kyle Kuzma.
Right?
Yeah.
At some point, the nice little story might fall flat on its face.
Another guy, the Celtics, this would be a nice piece, doesn't... Nikola Vucevic from Orlando, since we're talking about the Magic.
Seems like a lot of smoke there, right?
It seems like it could be. He'd be a nice player we'd fit in here. I don't know if he, you know, is a guy that can get you to Banner 18. He can't hurt. Can't hurt. So, Nikola Vucevic, sure. I'd be interested in taking... And I think when it comes to free agency, if providing that Porzingis stays in Dallas...
Which is likely.
I think
he's a restricted free agent.
Yep,
Dallas
yep.
is going to give him whatever the
right.
number is.
And they
is.
Already gave up a lot to get him.
Right. And they're going to give him, it's $158 million, I think is the number. Whatever. They're right. going to keep him. It's unlikely that he is in play.
Yeah.
There are other options that are more likely. Hell, I still want to see the Kyrie tail between his legs option. And I want to see Danny say no. Nope, we're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Thanks for your two years of service.
How about the reports were earlier in the week that Kyrie was ghosting the Celtics, and Danny Ainge still is covered. No, no.
Right.
And one of the things Danny Ainge said in The Sound when they interviewed him the other night, he said, no, Kyrie, he's returned our calls, but here was the weird thing. He said he's returned our calls. He's never said he answers our calls.
Right.
So
who's more believable, Danny or the DR investigators? Dominican
Neither.
Republic. Right.
Neither.
They're both doing the same thing.
Right.
They have a microphone in front of them, and they're not telling the truth.
And they're both trying to cover.
I also don't fault either of them. They're doing their jobs.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Peter,
just like us.
Yes, Peter in Jamaica Plain always does his job when he calls the show. Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Peter.
Celtics in disarray? No way. They're better. Disarray would have been signing Kyrie. Disarray would have been trading the farm for Anthony Davis 1 year.
I know. That some idiot across from me right now by the name of Andy Hart wanted to do.
I'd take that. I'd take Kyrie and Anthony Davis for a year. I would. I'm a sellout. I'm a fraud. Whatever you want to call me.
That
would have been horrible.
Woz dropped the bomb right after we got off the air, a couple hours after we got there. Oh, Anthony Davis is going to Lakers.
Right, I know.
I'm like, there you go, Andy Hart. There you go, you idiot.
We'll see who wins. Who's the favorite to win the title?
Oh, Lakers!
Oh, the Lakers! Yeah. Oh, the Lakers! Eh?
No! But he's gonna sign long term. They got all they
say the Celtics.
You think the Celtics are the favorite to win the NBA title?
All right, okay. I'm a draft Nick. I'm gonna count the top three picks. I'm gonna give you a little tip on, but right now we're starting Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, and $34 million to sign a center. So, like, you know, whoever it is, you know, Boogie, bitch, you know.
No, you don't want Boogie here. Stop it.
Okay. But that's all we need. Because, okay. And can I go over the draft picks real quick? Romeo Langford.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Basketball in Indiana. The five-star recruit. They said he was the best player in the last 10 years in the state of Indiana. By the way, all these players are supposed to be NBA ready. Okay. Grant Williams.
Why can't he shoot?
He shot 26% from three-point range,
right,
Peter?
Yeah, he had a broken thumb. Can I go to Grant Williams?
Yeah,
sure.
At two-time SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Second-team All-American.
Kendrick Perkins calls him the next Draymond Green, okay? Ooh. He was one of the top
He's
five
about the
finalists.
Same size. He's 6'7". Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's one of the
defensively
top five finalists for NCAA Player of the Year. It was Zion Williams, only four of the guys. And this one, Carson Edwards, all you got to do, I'm begging you guys, go down.
I've watched him. And Peter, listen, and I appreciate that. And I've watched Tremont Waters at LSU. I've watched him tear up. And he's from New Haven, Connecticut, so he's a local kid, not too far from here. The draft, it looks good, okay, on paper. Let's see how these guys translate into the NBA. We don't know.
Well, first of all, we do know that they're not all going to be great. Because the reality is when you pick 14th, 20-whatever, 30-whatever.
That's it.
Only one guy in that whole span of like 30 will be a star.
I think R.J. Barrett might be the best player.
Well, maybe.
Right.
Maybe those two guys, two out of the three. Then there'll probably be one other star somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get all three of them or four of them.
No. Greek Freak went 15th.
Right.
You know, Pascal Siakam went 27th.
There's all those guys. Like, somebody will be a star in that mix. Mm-hmm. Did Danny grab the one?
Yeah. Who knows?
We'll find out in 3 to 5 years.
I can tell you this. Pat Riley beat the Celtics, though, the other night with that 13th pick because I can tell you for a fact that Danny Ainge was set to draft Tyler Hero from Kentucky. That kid can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy that Boston would have loved, a big white guy, and he can play.
What does that mean?
No. But you
I'm
know
offended.
No, no, no.
I'm offended.
No, he's
what, he's a big white guy, so we're going to embrace him if he stinks?
No.
That's flawed
logic.
Travis Knight, did we embrace him? He was a big white guy.
He sucked.
Exactly.
Right, no, but
Bostonians don't see color. They see success.
Well,
I will not let you besmirch the great city of Boston.
I am not.
But I'm
telling you, let's just say that the Celtics wanted Tyler Hero big time, and they didn't get him. So, but we'll see what happens with these guys. I don't put any stock in any of them until I see him play on the court. RJ Barrett said the greatest thing yesterday at his press conference in the introduction to the Knicks, and he said, I haven't played a game yet. I haven't played a minute yet in the NBA. Let's just relax.
By the way, that only works for one game. Then game two, you say, what are you doing? We took you third overall.
Right, yeah.
I need 30 and 10 tonight.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Welcome to New York City, pal. 3 hours down, 1 hour to go. We'll get your phone call, 617-779-7937. Mark and Hart, live from Fenway Park, WEEI, Ford Clubhouse Studio. Get to all your phone calls coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.